You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We always talk coaches and athletes here on Drive Time Sports, always. I want to do something a little different today. I want to talk about a referee. We have a referee here in the Castle Country, Al White. He's been officiating high school through college sports for about 30 years. Received recognition from the Utah High School Activities Association last week. Picked up a Distinguished Service Award for all the time that he has put in to refereeing high school athletics. A true honor for someone that definitely deserves it. He's been in the game 30-plus years. And, boy, you deserve all the recognition you can get because it's an extremely thankless job. I'm looking forward to this segment because Al is joining us over the phone right now, and we're going to talk about his officiating career. It's just a different look into high school and college athletics. Al, first off, it's a pleasure to get you on the show today. Thank you.
Thank you.
First off, we got to talk about your resume. You and I had a lengthy discussion off of the cuff about how long that you have been officiating. I mean, this goes way, way back. I mean, you look at the experience that you have accumulated between basketball, baseball, and football. I mean, you've been officiating for about 30 years. I mean, you have a load of experience, to say the least.
It's been a long time, but it's been a good time.
What was it that got you involved in officiating to begin with, Al?
My first experience with officiating was we lived up in Riverdale, Utah, in the early 80s, and I was put on a church athletic board, and we had a church that had a college-sized gym, and part of my church job was to be involved with athletics, and they needed some guys to umpire, to officiate basketball. And this church that we attended had a college floor on it. It was a big, full-size college floor. And we would have kids that had finished their schooling at Weber State would move into Riverdale so that they could play basketball on that gym floor. It was quite a neat experience. But I don't know. I've just been very fortunate. I see things as an official that a lot of people don't see. If you went with me to watch a basketball game, I could show you things that you would not see. I see this, I see this. But that, as an official, you don't watch the ball. Everybody watches the ball go around. But as me as official, I like to look off ball and see what's going on here and there and then take it all in. But it's just been a great experience working with young kids.
When you found out you were going to receive the award, obviously it's very prestigious to be recognized for what, I mean, at the end of the day, it is a service. I know that officials, you guys do make a little bit of money, but let's be honest, nobody does it for the money. I mean, you've provided a service for high school athletics here throughout the state of Utah for quite some time. I'm sure that was a great honor.
It was. As a matter of fact, it's kind of a humbling experience because I've known since the middle of November I was going to receive this award. And in the last 2 months, I've traveled all the way from anywhere from Salt Lake clear down to St. George to officiate. And in the back of my mind, I'm saying to myself, these people are going to find out I received this award. I don't want to mess anything up. So it's humbling, but then it's a little bit overwhelming. Just for the point that you're thinking, okay, you have this award now, and you got to live up to these expectations.
Well, you've definitely accumulated a lot of experience, which I'm sure will help you live up to those expectations. As we were talking about, it's not just basketball. You did mention to me that basketball was your first love, but I mean, as far as baseball goes, you've done everything from 2A to 5A state championship games, Pac West, Division II, Mountain West, even filling in and doing some games occasionally for the Salt Lake Bees and the Pacific Coast League. You've been all over the place with baseball as well.
I have, and it's been a great experience. Last year, I traveled to Fresno State twice and worked San Diego State and Cal State Riverside. I went to San Jose State and worked St. Mary's. This year, I go back to Fresno State, and I've got University of Hawaii playing. And when you go on these trips, it's an amazing experience. There's a lot of things that happen. There's a lot of people that you meet, and there's a lot of things that happen in a lot of these games.
As far as football goes, you also have some experience there. You've had the pleasure of officiating a state championship game in high school football.
I have. Football for me is the most part of sports officiating. Just for the fact that as an official, you'll see something happen, and then you have to determine, did that affect the play? I see a lot of officials throw flags on players that weren't, we call it, at the point of attack. So, for example, if I see a hold, I've seen guys hold, but the play's 5 yards away. And I won't throw my flag because it didn't affect the play, but I'll go to the player between plays and say, listen, be careful. I saw you hold that guy, but make sure we don't hold when it's in a crucial situation.
Is basketball a similar scenario for you? I mean, I know there's only 10 guys on a basketball court compared to 22 for football, but boy, there's some times where you can have some pretty intense moments. I mean, when does an official know when or when not to swallow his whistle on the basketball court opposed to holding that flag or throwing that flag on the football field?
That's a great question. That's a really great question. Like you say, in football, I'm a back judge. And one of the things you have to do is you've got to count 11 players every time. Basketball is easier because you only got to count 10 guys. So you just got to. But as there's times that you see things that happen that sometimes it can go without a whistle. But then there's times you can go to a player and say, hey, be really careful. It's really funny. When you go to a basketball game, everybody thinks when there's contact, there's going to be a foul.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really the case. It boils down to advantage, disadvantage. If a guy grabs a rebound and he's bumped and he doesn't travel, he doesn't lose the ball, but even though he's been bumped a little bit, there might be a time you want to pass on a play. But then as you go down the floor, you say, hey, be real careful. Sometimes it's called preventive officiating, where you look at a player and say, hey, I saw what you did. It didn't affect the play. But if you're not careful, if it does affect the play, then a whistle will have to be made.
Again, we're being joined right now by Al White, who recently received the Distinguished Service Award from the Utah High School Activities Association in regards to officiating. He began his high school officiating all the way back in 1989. Is that correct? 1989, right? High school basketball, Al?
That's correct. We moved to Emory County in 1988. We'd lived here for a while, and I had some friends say, hey, let's get involved with doing some basketball. So I worked high school basketball. I worked sophomore and JV games for about a year and a half, and then they stuck me in the varsity ranks. My very first varsity game was down in Moab. That was, I think, late 1990, and that's when it all started right there. And then we've moved on.
You know, Al, I know as well here that the most underappreciated job in sports is by far a referee. I mean, coaches and players, you know, the old saying, coaches lose, players win, I get that. But at the end of the day, regardless, when an official walks off the court, the field, or whatever it is you're officiating, you're going to have 50% of the crowd disliking you, 50% of the crowd probably couldn't care less because their team won. What has kept you in it for so long, and how did you develop the thick skin to be an official for, you know, close to three decades?
It's kind of a challenge to do that. I'll share a real quick story. I was at Emory High School boys game a couple weeks ago, and I had Mazer Prep was playing. And that was a pretty interesting game to work. And we got done. We went in the locker room and talked. And as officials, we always review how the game went. I don't, you know, people don't know that, but we'll talk about certain things here and there. And as I walked out, I ran into the Mazer coach, the losing coach, and he was talking to a couple parents. And I walked out. He looked at me, and he took a step, and he shook my hand, and he said, hey, you did a good job tonight. And I said, well, I need to apologize. I said, the state has assigned me to work you guys tomorrow night at North St. Pete. So I had to go to North St. Pete the next night and work. And there were two parents there, and they stepped up, and they said, hey, we appreciate how well you work. He says, you're one of the more fair guys. And I said, well, I appreciate that. I got a compliments from parents that were on the losing side. And it's stuff like that that you hear that think, okay, yeah, maybe I am doing a good job. So I went over to North St. Pete the next night. The coach was happy to see me. The players were happy to see me. And I've just been very fortunate that it's worked that way.
I'm sure it's not always like that, though, right?
No.
Yeah, unfortunately.
As a matter of fact, I attended a banquet last night in Orem for the Utah Sports Hall of Fame. There were 12 guys inducted into the Hall of Fame. And out of those 12 guys, I have personally officiated with six of them. And so I took my wife and we went up last night to this banquet. And I met with all these guys who were inducted. And they told stories of how people chase them off the floor and banging on the on the official's door and wanting and having to get escorts out of town. I've been very fortunate. I haven't been in that situation. I have dealt with angry people, unruly people, and you just have to just let it be like water off a duck's back.
Yeah. This is probably a very tough question, but do you have a specific moment that stands out to you most about a game that you were officiating? I mean, you've been around for so long and done so many games, I know that's probably hard, but do a couple stand out above the rest, at least in your mind?
That's a good question. I'd have to think about that. Something that stuck out in my mind is a good experience or a bad experience?
A good experience, yeah. A memory that you'll look back on when your officiating days are done, and you look back on that story and smile.
Well, yeah, there's some I can tell you and some I can't. But that's a good question. Where have I? It's hard to come up with a specific. I've worked a lot of great big games with a lot of people. One of my most interesting experiences was. I was assigned to work a first-round playoff game up at Weber State and in the 4A, 5A state tournament. And I worked the first game. And then when you go work a state tournament, anytime you work up there, there's an evaluator sitting in the stands, and they're evaluating you. And if you do good, then you get to advance to the next round. And this was, I think, in 2006, offered to work the 4A boys state championship game between Box Elder and Lone Peak. And my partner was from Roosevelt. His name was Joe Felstead, and Joe was just inducted last night to the Hall of Fame. That's why I was up there to see Joe. But it was the first time in the state, in the history of the state, that two officials outside the Wasatch Front worked a 4A state championship game. And we had a great game. We didn't have any trouble. It was a great experience, an outstanding game. And when you walk off with somebody like that, that's one of my one of the most fun games that I've worked was that 4A state championship game.
A question that's probably very difficult to answer as well is, why do you think we've had such a declining number in officials? And what would you say to someone who wants to get into officiating for the very first time that maybe has some reserve about it?
I think one of the reasons why that we're losing so many officials is, number one, fans. The fans today seem more angry than they were 30 years ago. I don't know if winning is more important to them. I don't know what they're thinking. But the fans are just very, very angry. And I just think, why? Why? And then there's a lot of coaches. And there's coaches to me that, we're very fortunate. We have some fine coaches. There's a lot of great coaches locally. But one of the things I see is coaches doing things that just cause some trouble. I'll give you an example. I worked a 1A game. I won't tell you who it was, just a week ago. And the visiting team was up 22 points with 2 minutes to go, and they're still full court pressing. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I'm thinking, why? You know, and then the players get frustrated, and one of the defenders on the losing team just takes a shot at one of the teams that's ahead. And I just think, if the coaches, you know, if they were, it was a 1A game. It wasn't here. It was a ways away from Carbon Emery County. But I just thought, why are you doing what you're doing when the game is over? You know, when you're up 22 points, in my opinion. You want to sit back and play defense, but you don't want to shove it down their throat, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you've had, we could sit and have this conversation, I'm sure, for hours, Alan, some of the experience that you have. I find it fascinating to talk to an official because so often we focus on the players, we focus on the coaches, but there's always three aspects to a game. I mean, you have to have the umpire, the opposing teams, and the coaches as well. At the same time, you know, whatever sport we're talking about, the officials play such a vital role. Is it fair to say that from an official standpoint, you try to play as little, have as little presence in a game as possible? I mean, is that kind of the mindset from an official?
That's exactly right. You want to be seen, but you don't want to be heard. but you want to make sure that you control what's going on in the game. You don't want to be a part of the game. You don't want to become bigger than the game. But you still have to regulate how things go in the game. Somebody's still got to make sure that everything's on the up and up. But on the other hand, you want to be able to be out of the limelight. The toughest thing today is everything we do now is on video. And you really have to step up as an official. I mean, if a guy stepped on the line, if there was something that happened here or there, even the small towns have instant replay, and you can see, if you watch it, you can see an instant replay. And I really love the way the ETV people do. They do a great job. I really hate driving around the corner and seeing the ETV van there when I go to Carbon or if I come to Emory, because you know you're going to be on TV that night. But everything you do is on video. And it's really funny. I would say we still get 90% of the calls right, 90 plus.
Yeah.
But even though you got it right, I still hear people screaming in the stands, and I just think, okay. And they don't understand that everything we do is being evaluated. And it's really hard. You really have to be on your game to make sure that if you're going to make a call, you better make sure it's the right call.
Yeah. Well, Al, hey, again, it was a pleasure to talk with you. Congratulations on winning your award. Again, well-deserved. I know when talking to coaches and, some of the fans that follow the teams years past their kids, you're very well-respected, very well-deserved for you to receive this recognition, and it was a blast to sit and talk with you over the last 15, 20 minutes or so about your career. Hopefully, it's not the last time we talk. I definitely appreciate the time.
No, it was a pleasure for me, and maybe we'll visit sometime down the road. But thanks for the time to visit.
Again, that's Al White, high school and college official, received the Distinguished Service Award for everything that he has given to high school athletics here in the state of Utah last week. A true honor for a guy that definitely, again, deserves it. Al does a terrific job, and it was a pleasure to get him on the show today. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.